Preface. Cosmology is the study of the universe as a whole, including its birth and perhaps its ultimate fate. Not surprisingly, it has undergone many transformations in its slow, painful evolution, an evolution often overshadowed by religious dogma and superstition. The first revolution in cosmology was ushered in by the introduction of the telescope in the 1600s. With the aid of the telescope, Galileo Galilei, building on the work of the great astronomers Nicolaus Copernicus and Johannes Kepler, was able to open up the splendor of the heavens for the first time to serious scientific investigation. The advancement of this first stage of cosmology culminated in the work of Isaac Newton, who finally laid down the fundamental laws governing the motion of the celestial bodies. Instead of magic and mysticism, the laws of heavenly bodies were now seen to be subject to forces that were computable and reproducible. A second revolution in cosmology was initiated by the introduction of the great telescopes of the 20th century, such as the one at Mount Wilson with its huge 100-inch reflecting mirror. In the 1920s, astronomer Edwin Hubble used this giant telescope to overturn centuries of dogma, which stated that the universe was static and eternal, by demonstrating that the galaxies in the heavens are moving away from the Earth at tremendous velocities, that is, the universe is expanding. This confirmed the results of Einstein's theory of general relativity, in which the architecture of space-time, instead of being flat and linear, is dynamic and curved. This gave the first plausible explanation of the origin of the universe, that the universe began with a cataclysmic explosion called the Big Bang, which sent the stars and galaxies hurtling outward in space. With the pioneering work of George Gamow and his colleagues on the Big Bang theory, and Fred Hoyle on the origin of the elements, a scaffolding was emerging, giving the broad outlines of the evolution of the universe. A third revolution is now underway. It is only about 5 years old. It has been ushered in by a battery of new high-tech instruments, such as space satellites, lasers, gravity wave detectors, X-ray telescopes, and high-speed supercomputers. We now have the most authoritative data yet on the nature of the universe, including its age, its composition, and perhaps even its future and eventual death. Astronomers now realize that the universe is expanding in a runaway mode, accelerating without limit, becoming colder and colder with time. If this continues, we face the prospect of the Big Freeze, when the universe is plunged into darkness and cold, and all intelligent life dies out. This audiobook is about this third great revolution. It differs from my earlier books on physics, Beyond Einstein, and Hyperspace, which helped to introduce to the public the new concepts of higher dimensions and superstring theory. In Parallel Worlds, instead of focusing on space-time, I concentrate on the revolutionary developments in cosmology unfolding within the last several years, based on new evidence from the world's laboratories and the outermost reaches of space, and new breakthroughs in theoretical physics. It is my intention that it can be heard and grasped without any previous introduction to physics or cosmology. In part one of the audiobook, I focus on the study of the universe, summarizing the advances made in the early stages of cosmology, culminating in the theory called inflation, which gives us the most advanced formulation to date of the Big Bang theory. In part two, I focus specifically on the emerging theory of the multiverse, a world made up of multiple universes, of which ours is but one, and discuss the possibility of wormholes, space and time warps, and how higher dimensions might connect them. Superstring theory and M-theory have given us the first major step beyond Einstein's original theory. They give further evidence that our universe may be but one of many. Finally, in part three, I discuss the Big Freeze and what scientists now see as the end.